going to go on to a health matter, because women diagnosed with cancer and other serious illnesses during their maternity leave are still waiting for an amendment to be brought in that will allow them to defer their leave until their treatment is completed, despite a pledge from Minister Roderick O'Gorman last year that he would address the matter and amend the necessary legislation. This has yet to happen, and the situation continues for 60 or so women a year who are diagnosed with a serious illness while pregnant. Now, Erica Tierney was diagnosed with breast cancer while pregnant in 2019. She's been campaigning for a change to the law for the last 4 years. She's been telling me how she first discovered that she couldn't defer maternity leave while having cancer treatment.
Unfortunately, I discovered by direct experience that that was the case back in 2019. While I was undergoing breast cancer alongside my first pregnancy, I tried to delay my maternity leave and switch to illness leave instead. And I discovered that that was not the case.
And were you given any justification for it, or you were just kind of given a pro forma letter telling you that this just wasn't possible?
Well, at the time, I was assigned a social worker to help me navigate through all that stuff as I was really ill. And it was really just a no response, that the standard mechanism is, if you experience any illness, serious, terminal, etc., you're just placed on maternity leave anyway. You can't delay it. It has to be taken at the time.
So you decided to take action to try and change this. What prompted you to try and get active on it?
So the initial thing that spurred me into action was, a week after I finished chemo, I got a letter in the post from the Department of Social Welfare to say that my maternity leave was up, and, you know, that's it, that's the end of it. And I was really sick at the time. I was bald. I was in absolutely no shape to return to the workforce. And that's what spurred me into action. And I did some research and discovered that there are 60 women like me in Ireland every year going through the same thing. And I just couldn't bear the thought of other people experiencing that same circumstance week on week.
And do you mind me asking just what were the financial implications for your family? Your maternity leave is run out. You're expected to go back to work. I mean, did you have to go on sick leave? Did you have to take unpaid leave, or did your partner have to take time off? What way did that work?
Yeah, so I had to go on unpaid leave. Thankfully, I work for a multinational, but I shudder to think of what happens if you're just supposed to survive on state supports. And it was during COVID as well, so my husband has to take 13 weeks of care leave as well. A huge financial implication.
So it must have been a bit of a source of hope for you when Minister Roderick O'Gorman, who's responsible for this, stood up at the party conference last October and announced that this situation was as good as over and would change by the end of the year.
Yeah, Colin, we've been campaigning on this really hard behind the scenes in the media for the last number of years. We had a huge launch outside the Dáil in 2022 and relaunched again in 2023. And when we got that commitment in October, I had actually found a new lump the week before, and it gave me such hope that no matter what happens this time, at least we've actually been really successful with that campaign and nobody else will face this with their maternity leave. And, you know, he stood up there and said, you know, we're the Green Party. We don't just act on climate. We help other issues too. And really counted on this one as one that they were working really hard on and that they committed to enacting the new legislation by the end of the year. And here we are in May and literally nothing has been done.
Nothing.
Nothing. They have made a comment that they want to include the legislative change within a larger bill. But what that would actually do is just slow down what's really a simple amendment to current legislation. We literally want a one-line change that, you know, says that we have the right to postpone our maternity leave.
And do you know what the opinion of it is across other parties in the Dáil? I suppose, in short, how hard would this be to get through?
In short, it's quite a simple legislative mechanism because it is just a simple change of wording. We don't need a new bill. So it is really simple. We have cross-party support. We've spoken to most politicians, TDs, ministers in the land, and there's absolutely no opposition to it. But I guess what we really need at this point is the prioritisation, that this gets done before we have a change in government at the end of the year. And we have to go back out. I have to share my story again and drum up support again. I just can't face going back to the start line on this.
And with all of that campaigning, I suppose, if you don't mind me asking, how's your health at the moment in terms of your capacity to do this?
Not great, to be quite honest. I got re-diagnosed in October again, thankfully, still treatable, but I'm literally undergoing chemotherapy and radiation at the same time at the moment. And, you know, I do have to prioritize where my energy goes into my family. And that's why I would just really like this as a hopefully a final call to action to just put pen to paper and make that change as soon as possible.
That was Erica speaking to me earlier. Roisin Shortall, you've heard from this campaign before. What next then, in terms of trying to get some action on it?
Well, it is desperately unfair the way the system works at the moment, that somebody who's diagnosed with serious illness during their maternity leave cannot pause the leave. You know, it's an open and shut case as far as I'm concerned in terms of fairness and treating people with dignity in very difficult circumstances. There was a clear promise made by Roderick O'Gorman in October that the legislation would be ready by Christmas. There is no sign of that. There's no indication that this promise is being actioned and that there's any priority being attached to this. It's not regarded as priority legislation. And look, there is cross-party support to do this. It's a straightforward amending piece of legislation. It shouldn't be, you know, tied up in other
legislation.
So, John
McGann, on that specific point, why put it in an omnibus bill and when will it happen?
Yeah, well, I actually have submitted a commencement debate next week in the Senate to be taken by the Minister, where I hope to get that level of clarity. And the reason I'm doing that is championing cancer services and issues around cancer is really huge to me. My mum passed away from cancer close to this time last year. So it's something I'm very determined about. It's something I'm very focused about. This is something, and I read Emma McGuinness in the Irish Times this morning, who said that she didn't have the strength to hold her son Rory in her arms for 8 or 9 weeks because she was going through chemo. It's tough. We need to fix it. Everyone is on the same page as fixing it. Right. And I hope my debate during the week with the Senate will get that clarity that these women absolutely
and
deserve
indeed,
and need.
Condolences on your mother. But what Erica Tierney was calling for there, do you echo that call?
Yeah, because the legislation in question is the Maternity Protection Act 2004. So if a clear, simple amendment needs to be made there, like, that makes sense to me. Erica isn't asking for anything out of the ordinary there. I don't know what the minister's reasons are for wanting to add it into an omnibus or a larger bill. I don't know that at this point.
But, it's something
absolutely, I can't see why anyone wouldn't support this, Roisin.
So
this
is
a good thing. But I'm answering the question. I said, that's something that I'll raise with Minister O'Gorman. It's something I'll actually raise with the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, as well, because I know he's very concerned about
That's all we have time for today. Apologies to Michael Fitzpatrick for not being able to get back to him there.